Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the editor and publisher and his staff of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, and the staff there. He's got a half a dozen people that are listening constantly to talk radio programs, talking to the hosts, getting management input as to the big stories of the week. Yes, this is a very scientific research project. It goes on every week. Come up with the top 10 stories, the top 10 people on the list. And in the absence of Michael at the moment, I'll go through the story list for you and the people list. At number 10 on the story list is immigration reform. In the comparative hour that goes with this program, we have the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. And then I put a group of the folks that are on the air with me Monday through Friday on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Sometimes we have John Harper with us as well to sort of relate to what are they, as members of the media, what we talk about on our program. Not necessarily all of these stories. The DJV show is a little more full service, to use the jargon of radio. It's more interested in how to help you make it through what you're buying for Christmas, what you're eating for Thanksgiving, you know, what it is in your life that needs help, you know, how are you getting a good night's rest, where do you go to the doctor, all kinds of things, the how-tos and the whys and the wherefores. Certainly we do touch on these. As conversationalists like to think that we are on top of whatever the conversation is. And in this case, there may be a little variation, but I'll tell you a lot of these things. Number one this week. Well, let me go through the list, the story list, and then we can talk about number one especially. 10 is immigration reform, and again, focus on what's going on the border. But one of the things we talk about with John Harper, who's in Florida, is the fact that the borders are porous there, the coastline. You can come from anywhere and jump off of a boat any place. You know, you can go into, let's say you're at Admiral's Cove down in Jupiter, and you come in and you just park at somebody's dock, get off. And just, nobody knows who's there. Nobody knows what's going on. So anyway, I think that's one of the big problems. Number 9 on the story list is what's happening with Andrew Cuomo, the investigation into his book and other things that have developed that aren't good for him. At number 8, whole discussion of Thanksgiving. What you have to be thankful for, I think that's always something when you get right down to brass tacks. The opening up of the Christmas season, people buying and spending. And, excuse me, one of the things this week, I've been very critical of people and the whole idea of dollar stores and all the crap that's in there is made in China and all we're doing is helping the Chinese. And people say, oh, no, that's not, you don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. You can buy, you can look around. If you're really a good, you know, all this discussion about patriotism and who's a good patriot and what it takes to be a good patriot. Well, you know what I think in terms of patriotism? One of the most important things you can do is support American businesses. If you're a real patriot, you're supporting American business. You're supporting American companies. You're supporting American products. You're supporting American food, farmers, that sort of thing. That's what it means for me to be a patriot. You know, it's an empty word that gets used by a lot of political folks. You know, this person's a patriot. But this guy, Rittenhouse, he's a patriot. He's a kid. He doesn't know from nothing about being a patriot. It's putting your money where your mouth is as much as anything else. So that's how I look at it. And I find that, am I a snob? I hope I don't come across as a snob, but I will tell you that my reaction to people who go into the dollar store has always been the same. If you go in there and you look around and you see that everything in the store comes from China, and you think that buying it because that you say that's all you can afford, then you are a good American. You aren't. You're not a good American. You're not supporting American workers and the American way rather than supporting the Chinese and the Chinese way. I don't think you're a good American, frankly, at least in this caliber, at least using that as a shakedown. I think it's absurd, the amount of money that people spend and the way that we are, there's two absurdities here. One of them is the spending of money at the Dollar Tree because you can't afford anything else. That's real absurd. You're just lazy. You know, if you really need the stuff and you really want to go find things that are inexpensive, you can find them, and you can find them made in America. But it's just easy. Everybody wants to do things that are easy. That's this whole explosion, and that's part of the other thing with regard to Thanksgiving. The businesses, you know, they call it Black Friday because it is usually at this time of the year that people start turning a profit. Whatever they make during the month of December is the profit for the year. And that's kind of a scary notion, too, when you get right down to it. You work hard, you get your own business, and it takes you 11 months to make any money. But that's kind of that's the reality when it comes to retail. And that flies in the face also. The economy is the number one story this week. Inflation, what's happening with all of these bills that are going to cost us in terms of taxpayer dollars, jillions of. It's just absurd the amount of money we're spending that we don't have and what we're spending it on. And people are not really aware of that either. We're lazy thinkers. We're used to everything, and now we're getting even more used to the government doing everything. But there's another side to that. If you keep letting the government get into your life and control really the narrative, and then your life will be not free at all. And I think we're having a hard time justifying some of the freedoms even these days, because there's so much government. The government this, the government that, regulations, all kinds of things that are awkward and difficult. I think it really is. It's annoying and a little scary, too, actually. 14 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to talk, we were earlier on the companion piece talking about the fact that a lot of people sleep in their sheets a lot more than they ought to. There are all kinds of studies out that suggest if you don't change your sheets every week, then you're doing yourself a disservice, and you could be sleeping in things that will make you sick. And so along comes My Pillow with the news about sheets and what you can do. They have a great line. If you go to the My Pillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, and you look at all the things that they have, mattress toppers, yep, they have slippers, they have dog beds, they have blankets, but these sheets are so cool. The cotton in the Giza Dream sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a really smooth, wonderful, luxurious finish, and it'll have you sleeping like a baby. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So that means, yeah, you sleep on this set of sheets for 2 months, and you don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. You can't do that anywhere else. The Giza Dream sheets are two sets for one low price, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So again, use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's two sets of Giza Dream sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese Chris sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 65% of people had already started preparing for the holidays in early October. With seasonal preparations underway, having a holiday shopping plan can help you find more ways to make the most of your spending. Mary Hines Droesch, Bank of America Head of Consumer and Small Business Products.
Shop with the plan this season. Determine how much you're willing to spend and assign a dollar amount to each planned purchase. Remember to include smaller costs like wrapping paper, gift exchanges, and shipping fees, which can quickly add up. In addition, make sure you use a credit card that rewards your spending, which helps offset costs so you can focus on spending quality time with loved ones. For example, the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on purchases in one of six select categories of your choosing, including online shopping.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/credit-cards.
You didn't hear it from me, but the Cyber Monday deals at Kohl's? Amazing! I got 30% off Lego sets, 40% off jeans, and a Ninja hoodie for $119.99. I also got 20% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off because I spent $50. Did I mention the $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent? So yeah, checked off my gift list and stayed in my PJs. Win-win.
Select styles. Offers valid November 29th. Lego coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with John Harper, in for Michael Harrison this week. I didn't do the official list of the stories, so let me do that. 10 is immigration reform. I didn't get through it anyway. Number 9, Cuomo. Number 8, Thanksgiving. The Charlottesville Jury Award, awarding damages. Number 7, the investigation into January 6th. Number the parade tragedy and violence. Number 5. Race relations, number 4, number 3, Rittenhouse, number 2, COVID, number 1, the economy and what we're paying. And that's why I used that example, John, of what's going on at the dollar stores. Do you agree with me, by the way? I was pretty strident in my focus on the people who go to the dollar stores. You know, people charge me with being an elitist because I don't go into stores like that, and I don't go into them because I think I'm a patriot, and I think the definition of patriotism goes far and wide, much farther, much wider than those who politically attribute patriotism to some political point of view. What about, you know, in terms of putting your money where your mouth is and living the American lifestyle that is supportive of American business and American companies and American products?
Right.
That's patriotism for me. What do you think?
It's the same thing for me as well, Doug. In fact, for years, I have been big on trying to buy only American-made products that, yep, as you well know and the audience knows, not very easy to do, but I try to do that. I'm with you on that, and I support those businesses.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go out of my way now, and I'm not trying to, you know, beat myself in the chest. Wow, Doug, he's a great guy. No, but it's just a practical sense. I want the country to survive. It's not going to survive if we keep buying up Chinese products and supporting the Chinese government. You know, they've done us a disservice, and that's even putting it, they've done us in with COVID and the rest of the world as well. That's them. They're responsible 100% for COVID and all of its ramifications. And as far as the rest, you know, they're stripping us of our independence right and left. And it's time we recognize that. That's patriotism to me. 21 after the hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The end of the month of Thanksgiving, last weekend, and it's the end of the month of Thanksgiving. Well, it is Thanksgiving month. It's also November. And this is the last weekend of November before we go into December and comfort time. That's an expression I used earlier because it does seem like things are more comfortable now. Although some people get all worked up, well, I got to buy presents for this person, that person. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Don't feel like you're obligated. I think it's the worst thing in the world, especially when you get somebody something you think you're supposed to get them, and it doesn't, who cares? That person doesn't need or want. Perhaps something is just there. We've all been there, done that. John Harper is with me from WMEL. Michael's off today as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the official countdown list. Don't you think that's the case, John? A lot of people... And I don't know whether you do this or not, feel like you have to. If somebody gives you a gift, you got to give them one. I've never felt like that, frankly. Thank you for giving me a gift, but
yeah,
I don't feel obligated to
give
you
one. Yeah, a lot of people feel that way, and it puts a lot of pressure, I think, on people. Like, I know some people give these tchotchke-type gifts, whether it be a bag of coffee or whatever, and then they expect something in return, and I don't go for that as well, and I'm with you on that. Thank you for the gift, and move on.
Right. My gift to you is my friendship, and I don't mean that to sound like
That's
a jerk,
right.
But I count friendships on, like, single, I have enough fingers and toes, maybe, to count the people that I really feel, whether it's in business or with my farm or in my family,
right.
Being my friend is for me anyway, it's a cherished position. I don't say you're lucky that I'm your friend. I'm just saying I think that it's important to have real friends and not just people that you're acquainted with. Anyway, having said that, on the people list, Andrew Cuomo is at number 10, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. They both are experts at sticking their feet in their mouth. I think that's how I would describe them, John. What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing what these two guys have come up with over the past couple of years and the things they say. Alex Jones, I'm amazed that he is still on the air. And after the types of trouble he's been involved with and the lawsuit he was involved with in Connecticut, It's just amazing. Roger Stone the same way. I don't understand how these two guys still exist.
Number eight on the list, Ron DeSantis, your governor. Where do you get the pulse from the people that listen to your stations on the Space Coast? How popular is he really a presidential contender, DeSantis?
I do not think he is. I think when you kind of break through all of the candidates who are going to actually be running for president on the Republican side, yeah, DeSantis will be there, but it's divided here in Florida as far as what people think of him. It's kind of like Trump. It's either 50% pro, 50% con, and same thing with DeSantis. He's trying to make a name for himself with some outlandish remarks that he's made in the past, and I don't think there'll be enough traction to get him any further.
I like Nikki Haley, actually, in a manner of speaking. I kind of like the way she presents herself. I'll tell you one thing. Both the Republicans and Democrats better do something about changing their image because they are all old fossils. Not that there's, look at you and me and our age, and that people say we're fossils because we're still on the air. I think it's different when it comes to energy and ideas and fixing trouble and that sort of thing. That falls more those who may have some new ideas. The older we are, the more our ideas stay the same, I think, in general. All right, so we'll finish the people listening. Keep going here in a few moments on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travelers are traveling and shoppers are shopping, just like the predictions for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Shoppers are also preparing their trigger fingers to click up the best deals on Cyber Monday. Shoppers expect to spend almost $1,000 on gifts this holiday season on average. That's about where the 2019 levels for spending during the holidays were. President Biden has returned from his holiday on Nantucket Island. He was at the White House getting an immediate briefing on COVID-19 and the new variant. Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana speaking about the importance of vaccinations in the face of this latest variant.
Get vaccinated. If you meet the guidelines, go ahead and get your booster shot. And so follow the recommendations. As a physician, I would just say follow the recommendations on who to be vaccinated.
That from ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Lawmakers will be returning to Capitol Hill this upcoming week, and debate is expected to quickly resume on the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights, getting that bill done, restoring the Senate. He is talking to us about this bill. When I look at this drama in the next month, I break it down into a mini series. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
Washington State is bracing for possible heavy flooding, especially along the Canadian border. The National Guard is on standby. A woman is now facing charges after she allegedly assaulted 2 flight attendants on a Spirit Airlines plane. The woman allegedly yelled at cops to shoot her. Later admitting that she had been drinking a lot, she was restrained with zip ties by fellow passengers. And comedian Dave Chappelle says he'll decline his former high school honoring him if his critics donate more money than his supporters. He laid down the challenge on social media. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, it's the weekly talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen here with John Harper, WMEL. Michael's off this week. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and many of the things that people are talking about are related to not only what's happened this past week, but also the Thanksgiving feelings, the football, the weather, how are you enjoying yourself, travel, that sort of thing. John's down in Florida. I happen to be in California this weekend, and we're still privy to the information that gets gleaned by the folks who do the work at Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to follow along. So I was doing the people list. We've sort of been, we do as we often do here, get distracted. Not distressed, but distracted somewhat. Kevin McCarthy's number 6. Well, I'll go through the list again of people. Cuomo, there's not much to say there. Anymore that's new. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are tied at number 9 for being big mouths and having the big shoes that they can fit their feet in their mouth. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is 8. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, is number 7. Donald Trump is 6. Daryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery, well, actually, the discussion about him, but what happened at that trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, as number 3. Jerome Powell is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. You know, with regard to Biden, a couple of interesting things this week, John, going on. He had a test. He had a physical, and there was a polyp that got removed from his colon. But according to the doctors, it was benign, slow-growing. It could be that it's precancerous, but didn't require any more action. I remember when Reagan had the same thing. You remember that? When Reagan had polyps?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was a... And people say, well, what's going on? But it didn't. That is not...
No, I underwent that same procedure earlier this month. And,
did you?
They found... Yeah, oh, yeah. And they found several polyps, removed them, and just basically told me to keep checking back, but so far so good. They looked okay. So it's quite common. It's almost very routine. It's not a big deal.
The Mayo Clinic defines a colon polyp as a small clump of cells that form on the lining of the colon. Most of the polyps are harmless, they say, but some of the polyps can develop into colon cancer, but it takes quite a bit of time. Best prevention for colon cancer is regular screening, so they say.
Right.
Biden is 79. Right. He just had his birthday, didn't he? Wasn't his birthday last week? I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Right. Oldest president. Reagan had been the oldest president until Biden came along. He says, I'm healthy. The doctor said he's vigorous, fit for duty, et cetera. I've had these colonoscopies, and at our age, it's nothing, you know, you shouldn't have them. I've had endoscopies and colonoscopies to check out both ends of my being here. And I've been very fortunate. I remember, and this is probably too much information, the last time I had it done, the doctor said, you have a nice pink colon. So there you go.
That's good. That's
nothing good there. Yeah. And you know what? Some people, when I talked to them, I asked him a little bit more for an insight into what, you know, like that's how I got the information that I just was talking about, what it really is. It's hereditary. Remember Tony Snow, who had been in the Reagan administration? Remember him? He died of colon cancer. He's like 52 or something. He had it in his family.
Yeah.
And I remember being around. I liked him a lot, frankly. I thought he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And anyway, so that's the most egregious example I can come up with. The fact that you take aspirin, though, I have taken a little baby aspirin at night before I go to bed for years and years and years and years. And so this doctor said that was one of the reasons the colon was as clear as it was because of the aspirin.
Really?
You know, and then you hear the other side of it. Yeah, you hear the other side of it. Well, I shouldn't take it. Remember that a couple of 3 weeks ago when I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about this on the DGV Health program, it was confusing because we have so many, you know, conflicting things that come from the world of medicine. There was the late info was that you shouldn't take an aspirin because it's bad, could cause a stroke or whatever. I mean, how do you know what to believe? I guess as much as anything else, that's a question.
You know, it's the same thing of, it seems like every week you hear something about coffee. Coffee is good for you, coffee is bad for you.
Right.
You don't know which direction this stuff is going, but a colonoscopy, very important, and everybody, I believe, over the age of 50, should be speaking to their physician about having one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, while we're in the Biden department, the Pentagon says the new helicopter he has is unreliable. There's a new presidential helicopter, and apparently it was ordered, Trump wanted the new plane and the new helicopters to be less expensive. So they changed, and they still don't have that new. You know how long that 747's been in development? That was ordered. Let me think. The first 747 was put into use when Reagan was president. Before that, you don't have. If you've been to the Reagan library, they have the first real Air Force One 707. Suspended from the roof. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to go see it, I think the Reagan Library is fabulous anyway. But the fact they got the plane in there and so many stories about it, and then it was replaced by that 747, which is still in use now. But during the Obama administration, they decided, Boeing said, look, we want to stop making the 747. So if you want one for the president, we, you know, if you want a couple of new ones, then we better get at it.
Well,
$4 billion later, they're developing, you know, they developed two planes. There are two Air Force Ones that are exactly the same, and they both fly all the time. When the president's up, they send both of them out so that in the event of some crazy silliness, nobody knows which plane he's really on. And so that's the case with these helicopters as well. You see the helicopter, Marine One, take off from the White House or wherever it is, and they go where they go. But these things have been around for, I think they're about 40 years old, if I remember correctly, somebody telling me that. So they wanted to build new presidential helicopters. So Lockheed Martin was the developer, was the builder of the helicopter. I don't know why they didn't go to Sikorsky, because Sikorsky is the one everybody knows makes the best helicopters. Anyway, this new helicopter program, this is, by the way, you talk about the price tag for the plane. The replacement for these helicopters, because of all the stuff they put in them, $5 billion?
That's hard to believe.
$5 billion with a B. $5 billion, exactly. And the report that there is now being scrutinized, Pentagon's testing unit found that while the helicopter was good for administrative missions, it was not effective for emergency flights. It doesn't have all the critical communications in it that's necessary if you have to go up in it and you can't get to the Air Force One, et cetera, et cetera. So they're spending billions of dollars create these new helicopters. And then you wonder, okay, is this overkill really? Is it overdoing it? I think a lot of Americans ask that question with I think there's a good reason for the question, frankly.
Good reason for the question, and I think it is overkill. It's ridiculous. $5 billion for one of the Marine helicopters. That's, and I was not aware of that price tag.
Somebody just sent me a quick note. Lockheed Martin now owns Sikorsky. I didn't know that. Sikorsky was bought out by Lockheed. That's why it's Lockheed Martin doing it, but it's really Sikorsky that's doing it. And that's right. If somebody's building me a helicopter, I wanted to come out of the Sikorsky plant down in Connecticut. They are the ones that know how to make helicopters. All right, In a moment, I want to go back to our election focus. And something that just came up this week that is really of concern, so we'll talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, as we're into Thanksgiving weekend, everybody's been eating and eating and eating. Now you're beginning to ask yourself, how can I lose that weight? How can I lose the belly fat? How can I, keep the weight off? If I'm on the right trajectory, how do I keep it off? Success is spelled Calotren. That's Calotren. 24 years on the market. This is something that has been, that hasn't disappointed many people, I'll tell you that. Got an 86% success rate. And that is, the secret is that they have the all-natural approach to losing weight. You're not going to have any negative impact from this. You don't have to go on a crash diet either. You use your head. Eat well, exercise, and use Calotren to keep the weight off. That's what I like about it. You just keep taking it. Good for all of your body. No matter what, sustains many operational features of your body the natural way. But they've been at this for 24 years. The secret to their success is just Calotren's good for you. That's it. Amazing, amazing, amazing program. I get on it for 90 days at least. But right now you can get 90-day supply and then another 90 days without paying for it using the DJV code when you check out at TopLoss.com. That's their website. TopLoss.com. Do yourself a favor. Get on it now and eat as much as you want. Enjoy yourself, but don't worry about putting on the weight because you're going to have the help of Calotren to keep it off. Lose it, keep it off. Calotren, now is the time. Don't wait till January to go to TopLoss.com. Get the great deal on this product and no free shipping. No payment for shipping either using the code DJV at TopLoss.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at simplysafe.com today.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange Juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Back here on our Talk Radio Countdown show, John Harper from WMEL. The Iranian nationals who've been spreading election disinformation that really made a difference, I think, in the 2020 election. They were charged with undermining voter confidence. Can you imagine? The cybersecurity is so bad that these two Iranian nationals were able to spread all kinds of disinformation, basically claiming to be members of the Proud Boys, and if you don't vote for Trump, then we're going to come beat you up, you know, that kind of stuff. And how does that happen in America, frankly? How do we let this
really
situation...
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. And these are all Iranian government hackers. So what have we done to the Iranian government? Nothing. We're not doing anything. So then we just let them go ho-hum. And so here we are. All right. There it is. Our comments on the top items of the day from Talkers Magazine of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for us, that is you and me in Victoria, to go through the top 5 items from the world of technology as part of our weekend overview. So we have 5 items here, and we'll count them down from 5 to number 1. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, FCC approving a Verizon track phone acquisition, not good for the consumer, it would seem.
Actually, no. This is the reason that the FCC, which we know under this current administration, the FCC is not exactly friendly to monopolies or to mergers and things that, you know, really reduce competition in the marketplace. So this one was kind of a surprising headline, but the FCC did approve a $6 billion Verizon and TracFone acquisition, which pairs. TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless devices in the U.S., and they have 20 million subscribers and 90,000 retail locations. And so Verizon's acquisition as the largest wireless provider has now merged these two together, and the reason that the FCC said that they were okay with this is because they're requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC as part of the deal. And so I guess when you have Verizon over the barrel, you better take advantage of it, and it looks like the FCC did. Verizon has promised to continue its participation in the Lifeline subsidy program for at least another 7 years, and then that essentially provides cellular service and accessories to low-income areas around the country and to low-income people. And then Verizon also has to provide cost-effective 5G devices and services to the Lifeline customers. So meaning they can't just get stuck with, you know, the old iPhone or the old Samsung. They have to have current 5G devices at that same cost-effectiveness. And so Verizon has to submit semi-annual reports describing how it's complying with these restrictions. This is going to be, you know, there's a lot of oversight on Verizon with this. Last Thursday, the California Public Utility Commission approve the deal as well, and you know California is also pretty strict when it comes to this stuff. Now the California regulators required Verizon's TracFone to participate in the Lifeline program for 20 years. So between California and the FCC, Verizon may make more money on this, but they're still going to have to hold up their end of the bargain, which I think is very fair.
Number 4, FBI and other government agencies entering into the holiday ransomware business.
Yeah, this is for companies and consumers. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, C-I-S-A, and the FBI are urging public and private sector organizations to remain extra vigilant during the holiday shopping season. So they have, on the company level, they have insisted that, you know, companies have IT security workers available on weekends and holidays. So you're not just sitting around after a hack happens and you've got to wait for, you know, IT to come back into the office on Monday. So that's one thing that's, you know, really important, is being able to get on top of these attacks as soon as possible. They also want them to implement multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, because we know a lot of leaked passwords and old accounts have been hacked into. And so, and again, for shoppers, for consumers, be so hyper vigilant this season, because this is, any type of holiday season is going to be just a haven for hackers and malicious cyber actors. So make sure that, you know, you are double checking things, you're not falling for any phishing scams, don't open suspicious emails. If you get an email from a company that doesn't normally email you, go right to their website, don't open the email, things like that, and just make sure you're really careful.
Number three, as we count down to number one, has to do with 1 million GoDaddy customers.
Yeah, so GoDaddy suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than 1 million email addresses belonging to people who use GoDaddy to run their websites. So here's another example. If you are a GoDaddy customer, they say that they're going to be notifying you directly if you've been affected. Get ahead of it. If you are a GoDaddy customer, go log in and change your password and make sure that you are monitoring your credit reports. That's super important. You can sign up for Credit Karma. It's free. They'll let you know if someone is opening stuff in your name.
Number two, some Iranian nationals have been charged with doing some bad stuff. Yeah.
Yep. So a federal grand jury in New York this week indicted two Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election here in the U.S. Essentially, they were threatening physical injury to thousands of voters and members of the Proud Boys. They sort of pretended that they were the Proud Boys. And so if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you were threatened with physical violence. So they luckily, they tracked them down and they indicted them. They're in custody now. New York.
Number one, number of attorneys general launching an Instagram investigation.
Yep, Instagram, owned by Facebook, now called Meta, they're under investigation to see if they really do have negative effects from Instagram on young kids. We already know
yes.
The answer to this, but
the
we'll see how
yes.
They get fined.
Thank you. Yep. Yes is the answer. All right, Victoria, good. That's 59 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.